Hamas has released hostages, Israel has released Palestinian detainees, and much of the world is celebrating the ceasefire in Gaza. But 4 days in, some obstacles are appearing as questions swirl over what happens in the longer term or even the near future. Among the big questions, when or whether Hamas will lay down its arms. President Donald Trump weighed in Tuesday.
Well, they're going to disarm, and because they said they were going to disarm. And if they don't disarm, we will disarm them.
How will you do that?
I don't have to explain that to you. But if they don't disarm, we will disarm them. They know I'm not playing games.
Just days earlier, Trump had hailed the ceasefire agreement, speaking at a Middle East peace summit in Egypt last weekend.
After years of suffering and bloodshed, the war in Gaza is over. Humanitarian aid is now pouring in, including hundreds of truckloads of food, medical equipment, and other supplies, much of it paid for by people in this room.
United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres has also praised the ceasefire, urging parties to build on the momentum and, in his words, end the nightmare in Gaza. While the UN has ramped up aid deliveries into Gaza since the ceasefire began, Israel has now announced it's cutting in half the aid it's allowing in. Israel is accusing Hamas of violating the ceasefire with the slow release of dead hostages. The issue emerged a day after jubilation over the return of the last 20 living hostages and the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in exchange. Hamas and the Red Cross have said that recovering the remains of dead hostages is a challenge because of Gaza's destruction, and Hamas told mediators of the deal that some are in areas controlled by Israeli troops. Aid agencies say Israel's new restrictions on aid amount to far less than what the population of Gaza needs. The UN Development Program says destruction across Gaza is in the region of 84%, and in Gaza City, it's up to 92%. A recent assessment by the United Nations, the European Union, and the World Bank says $70 billion will be needed to rebuild. As for the shorter term, aid workers are calling for the opening of all crossing points into Gaza. Tess Ingram of the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, described a Palestinian family returning home, but worrying about whether a water truck will return and how to get needed medicine.
This is emblematic of the situation for so many families returning to complete destruction in Gaza City and other parts of the Gaza Strip. And it's why the humanitarian response is so important. Families need absolutely everything right now. We need the hundreds of trucks a day that were promised to get into the Gaza Strip and to reach the families who so desperately need it.
Up to now, the ceasefire has been just the first phase in the peace agreement. As for the future, people in the region are watching with a combination of hope and skepticism. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.